April 16th is Public Radio Music Day, a day to celebrate the special role that non-commercial radio stations play in the music world, both on the local and national level. This is Lisa Berry, and every day is Public Radio Music Day here on WEMU, so we welcome the opportunity to celebrate this day with some of our best music allies in our community. One of them joins us now, the owner of the Blue Llama Jazz Club in Ann Arbor, Don Hicks. Hi, Don. How you doing?
Hey, Lisa. Thanks, and thanks for having me.
Great to connect with you again, and so glad to see that the Blue Llama Jazz Club back in action. How long would you say you were closed? And I guess you're not describing it as being closed. Share that with us.
No, we took a short nap. Is the way
okay.
We called it cryo sleep, but it ended up being a little bit shorter duration than interplanetary travel. So we made the decision back at the end of December, as restaurants were getting closed and locked, and we sort of went into another lockdown. And we decided it was probably best to just put the status at cryosleep. We kept our core chef staff, and they've been doing R&D, cooking up cool things there. And we've been kind of waiting, storing up our energy until we could open back up. We're trying to balance, of course, compliance with the sort of state policies, but also our own ideas about keeping people safe. If you don't feel safe, you can't have a great experience. So we were thrilled. We're thrilled with the coming of spring, and last weekend was our first reopening, and Sounds of Jazz hit Main Street Ann Arbor again, and hopefully that's not going to stop.
We're so grateful at WEMU for our relationship with Don Hicks and the Blue Llama Jazz Club, the beautiful club in downtown Ann Arbor. And we see that as a mutual partnership with you, Don, and with our listeners. And it's really about the discovery and joy of jazz, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely true. And we consider you guys a key partner for us out there. We're serving the community literally with great dishes, but jazz runs in our veins. And at WMU, the partner that keeps jazz alive, there's a community out there of people who just love the experience. They want to listen to it, and that's what you guys bring. And honestly, some of the people on your staff, like Michael and all, they continue to keep this tradition alive. And then we're the counterpart. We're the live part. You know, jazz is nothing without live music. It's part of the experience. But would we even have a community to connect with if you guys weren't kind of whipping up support and keeping the flame going? I mean, we're so grateful that you guys are able to put that together, and we're a huge supporter of what you're doing.
And we're always grateful when listeners hear that and help support us financially, and that's kind of what we're using this day to do, to raise that awareness and to raise the funds that we need to keep it operating so we can keep relationships like this going. I know one of my greatest pleasures was interviewing Adonis Rose. I think it was May of 2019,
yeah,
before his appearance at the Blue Llama Jazz Club. He even recorded a CD or album that night, didn't he?
He recorded live at the Blue Llama. Yeah, it was our first album project there and not our last. It's funny because the model you're talking about, people don't always realize this, but they know that musicians rely on people paying for their music. If all musicians did everything for free, there wouldn't be a lot of musicians out there. And even the street music tradition, you rely on people donating a little bit of money. Given, you know, you hear somebody playing on the street, you give them a little something to keep them going. It's not... You know, that's a long tradition, and you know, with public radio, it is the same tradition that you guys are still reliant on your customers, your audience, to keep you going. And it's a good reminder every now and then that, you know, it's easy to lose this kind of stuff. It's a community treasure, and you guys do it the right way. No one forces anybody to give to you. People need to do it because they need to recognize that they get something out of it, like we do. So, you know, I'd certainly put in my 2 cents. If you guys had a hat out there on the sidewalk and you were playing your tune, I would definitely stop, listen, and give.
Ah, I like that. Stop, listen, and give, which anyone can do anytime at WEMU.org. And again, it's Public Radio Music Day. And part of this day, I got to have a conversation with documentary and filmmaker Ken Burns. And he said something so powerful. And I want to run this by you, Don Hicks, and that was that he said, it's incumbent on us to keep jazz alive and to keep the music playing both on the radio and at clubs like the Blue Llama Jazz Club. I'm assuming you agree with that?
I'll pull it back this way. I profoundly agree. And I'll add to it that part of the jazz tradition is the musicians and the audience kind of coming together. It's not traditionally a concert form. It's people, you know, this music came out of hot houses and gin joints where musicians and the audience were piled on top of each other. And that kind of closeness and affinity, which we're all missing right now, that gives you a certain type of energy. It's in audience engagement is what brings out different moods from the musicians, which changes the audience's mood. It's a beautiful feedback loop. If you take away the audience and it's just recorded, it's a stiff, static, pale echo of the live jazz experience. And we need the partnership. We need what you guys are doing to be then reflecting of our own live music experience. So jazz is that tradition. And, you know, I would argue there's the metaphor there that for you guys, for public radio, you guys are serving your audience, and there's a symbiotic relationship. If the audience can't support you, there's nothing there. For jazz, without an audience, it's nothing. There's that special magic when people are involved. That's why this pandemic time has been so challenging and hard for our musicians. It's just not the same. We had this Detroit All-Star, you know, it's truly a global All-Star group called Straight Ahead. Galen McKinney and Marion Hayden and these world-class, incredible musicians, and they rocked it out. Mm. And even though we're only at 50% capacity, the audience there made it a special night for the musicians, who made it a special night for the audience. That kind of positive feedback loop, it's really special. It's lightning in a bottle. Mm. So, yeah, this is a unique music tradition. It comes from the United States and from America. It's sort of traditionally American, but it is the intersection of all these global influences, as you and I have chatted about before.
And you said the key word, relationship. Relationships are so important. And whether you're listening to the radio or going to the Blue Llama Jazz Club and enjoying that connection and the music live and in person. And again, none of this really happens, especially at this time in 2021. Jazz has been around for a long time. It takes a certain appreciation for that. And we got to keep it going. And that's what we're about here on WEMU. And hopefully you hear that and feel that and can continue to support us, as well as our good friend and ally, Don Hicks, owner of the Blue Llama Jazz Club.
Oh, it's fantastic. And again, it's such a pleasure to be here. Put the money in the hat. Help keep things going. For musicians, for public radio, for the Blue Llama, all we want you to do is come have a drink and a good time, and everything else takes care of itself.
That's Don Hicks, owner of the Blue Llama Jazz Club in Ann Arbor. Thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa. It's my pleasure.